It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
Well, hello and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and I just thank everyone for listening today. And just to make sure everybody knows who we are and what we really do, because I know we get a lot of new listeners, we are from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. So we have about three offices in the Twin Cities area, St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. And what we really consider what we do is called therapeutic nutrition. And we do that working with people individually. And it's really getting to the bottom of whatever health imbalance people are having and to help them make changes in their life. And, you know, we do that through classes as well. We have life-changing nutrition classes all over the Twin Cities. So just so everybody's aware of what we do, and you can always visit our website at www.weightandwellness.com. So to start off today, I've got a little question for you to think about. What do osteoporosis, multiple sclerosis, high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer have in common? And if the term or thought vitamin D popped into your head, then you are on the right track. And maybe for a lot of you, you didn't even think about that. So since it's February, which is Heart Health Month, we are going to talk about cardiovascular health today. Now, some of you might be thinking, oh, I hear about that all the time. It's been all over the news or pictures up. I know I just saw a big sign in a store the other day. But today, we are not going to talk about lowering your cholesterol or your blood pressure in the way that it's usually talked about. We are going to look at it in a different way. And because we practice therapeutic, life-changing nutrition, we are constantly looking at the latest research and how people can really address their health and their issues in regarding heart health, even at many different levels. So today we are excited to share with you a little different aspect. And another thing to think about, I hope you all are staying warm today inside, but since we're not out in the sun, are you taking your vitamin D? And actually, vitamin D has a lot to do with heart health, so we're going to be talking about that today. So why don't I take a second here to introduce my co-host today. Nancy Palm is in the studio with me today, and she is the project manager at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and she really does a lot to keep everything running and scheduling classes and making connections with different companies to get the message out there. But Nancy also has a lot of experience teaching classes, training teachers, so she's very knowledgeable in the field of nutrition and has really used it in some powerful ways in her own life, too. So welcome to Nancy.
Thanks, Christina. It's great to be here today, and I'm excited about our show. I've had the privilege of talking to Paul Stitt, our guest, and reading some of his books, and he truly is an expert on this area. But first, I have to mention to our listeners, because you know where Dar was this morning.
Yes.
She's actually at Mom Camp, and a kind of a fun thing about her talk, which is on the real food secret, and
yes,
we all know that that's our emphasis, is using real food for nutrition. But she had 107 people in her audience.
What
isn't
a
that
coincidence.
Perfect? Yeah, we love that, that's
right,
part of the show. Well, today we're going to be talking about the importance of vitamin D. And those of us living in Minnesota really need to be aware of this. And our guest today is, as I mentioned, an author. He's also a biochemist. And this, I think it's fair to say, has become one of his passions in life. And one of the things that we like to do every week, as you mentioned, is we talk about how we help people make the connection between what they eat and how they feel,
mm-hmm,
and do that through simple, practical ideas. Well, I think today's show is a good news show.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of good news to share about how simply adding vitamin D can work to improve your health in every single way.
Yes, I definitely agree. So like Nancy said, Paul Stitt is our guest today, and he is the executive director of the Nutritional Resource Foundation, and he was a founder of the Natural Evans Bread Company, which he is no longer a part of, but has put his passion elsewhere, and he's written a book called Vitamin D, Is It the Fountain of Youth? And we'll be talking a little bit more about that today with him.
And I want to welcome you to the show today, Paul. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And are you in North Carolina?
Virginia.
Virginia. Well, I bet, do you have any snow there or any sunshine there today?
Well, we have a little bit of sunshine, but the honest truth is, even down here, the sun is so low in the sky, you really don't get very much vitamin D at all this time of the year.
Well, you have a little better advantage than we do up here. It's
yes,
very cold and cloudy.
Yeah, for sure.
We wanted to start right away and talk about the exciting new research that's out that talks about vitamin D and cardiovascular health. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is the most exciting study done by Dr. Giovannucci and others at Harvard University. And they have found that amongst the people with low blood pressure, they're 62% more likely to die of heart disease, of a heart attack, than the people who have high levels of vitamin D.
Wow.
And so as it turns out, that vitamin D is a far larger risk factor for heart trouble than cholesterol. Because if you peruse the literature the way I did when I wrote my book, The Real Cause of Heart Disease, is that high cholesterol only contributes to about 12% of the deaths from heart disease.
And that's such an interesting thing because, you know, that's where all the focus goes. And I think, unfortunately, then people are trying to treat it in a way that maybe isn't getting to the bottom of the issue.
Well, I mean, there's enough drugs out there for heart disease that if they truly worked, there would be hardly anybody dying of heart disease.
Yes, right.
We know that's not quite the truth.
Right. Now, so did you say it's people who have high blood pressure, hypertension are some of the people at the greatest risk?
Yes, by far.
Okay.
So
as far as looking at vitamin D then, are you finding that as people bring up their vitamin D levels, that blood pressure comes down and then their risks go down?
Yes, it definitely does. And you know, there's an article just came out today saying that vitamin D is the new aspirin. Because vitamin D does everything that aspirin does. It thins the blood, it lowers the blood pressure, and a lot of other good things, and there are no harmful side effects whatsoever.
Right, right.
And so this is really the big advantage of using vitamin D to prevent heart disease, is that while you're preventing heart disease, you're doing 100 other good things for the body.
Exactly.
Now, Paul, this is pretty new, isn't it, the research?
Oh, it is. It's very new. It's research that has just finally hit the media in the last 12 months. It's been in the scientific literature for, you know, 3 to 5 years. But there is more new things coming out every day. There's like 3 or 4 new studies coming out every day in PubMed on vitamin D. There's several articles written in the popular press every day on vitamin D. I mean, it's almost a full-time job just to keep up on all the new stuff coming out.
Now, are you, as far as hearing from people, like if they should go to their doctor because they've got some risks of heart disease, is this something that they're able to discuss in their doctor's office and very easily get tested?
More and more. A year ago, you had to wring your doctor's neck to get her to do a vitamin D test. Now the doctors are pretty well geared up to do it upon the slightest question.
Okay.
And what the doctors are finding is they're absolutely aghast at the low levels of vitamin D they're finding in all their patients, healthy and non-healthy. I mean, Dr. Oz on Oprah was saying that 85% of the people that live north of Atlanta, Georgia, are vitamin D deficient. So you can bet that like 95% of the people that live north of Chicago or Eau Claire are vitamin D deficient.
Right.
And I was just talking to a woman yesterday who lives on a farm here not too far from Charlottesville. And she's been a student of vitamin D for several years, and so she has been keeping track of her vitamin D level every spring and every fall. And what she has found that in the fall, since she's a horsewoman, out in the sun a lot during the summer, she can get her vitamin D level up to like 77.
Wow.
But in the winter, when she's not out very much and the sun is so low, her vitamin D level falls down to a level of like 17.
Wow.
Even though she's taking a supplement of 2,000 units of vitamin D a day.
Huh.
So she called me up and says, you know, what in the world's going on? How can this be?
Sure.
I thought that was very interesting.
Very, and especially for those of us up here.
So, Paul, just for kind of a common reference point, what is a good level of vitamin D to have?
Well, you know, that's something a person really needs to be evaluated by a nutritionist to find out how much they need.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go to a medical doctor to have your blood level tested. Dr. Hollis and Dr. Connell say that if you want to maintain really good health, you need a vitamin D blood level between 60 and between 55 and 70,
right,
something in that range.
Right.
And so that really does require a blood test. But if you want to save money, I think the honest truth is that the first thing you should do is see your dietitian. She put you on a high dose of vitamin D for 2 or 3 months, and then you get it tested.
Okay.
Because you can just automatically assume that if
right.
you live in Minnesota,
you're going to be low.
I mean, you know, unless you just got back from the Yucatan Peninsula or something.
Sure.
And if you're a real sun lover and run outside in a bathing suit every time the sun comes out, you're going to be low.
All right. Well, Paul, we actually have to take a break. So this is already great stuff, and we'll continue on. And just, again, you know, when most people hear vitamin D, they think of bone health. But have you ever considered how it can reduce your risk for cancer? And in a time when people are really looking for ways to prevent cancer, one of your answers is actually right outside your front door. And Joan Lappy from Creighton University followed a group of 1,200 women aged 55 and up for 4 years. Some were taking vitamin D and some were taking a placebo. Nobody knew which one. And the outcome showed that those who took the vitamin D had 60% less breast, lung, and colon cancer. So when you can, get out in that sun, and we're going to talk about some other ways that you can increase that vitamin D when we get back. And if you have questions, call us at 651-641-1071.
Worried that your cholesterol is a little high? Has your doctor suggested that you take cholesterol medication or change your diet? If you've decided to change your eating, Nutritional Weight and Wellness has a proven plan to normalize cholesterol numbers. After helping hundreds of people raise their HDL good cholesterol, lower their LDL bad cholesterol, and reduce triglycerides, they're confident diet is the answer. Their diet is scientific. It creates the results you want. The nice thing about their plan is that it's not a starvation diet, and you don't have to eat tofu. You will be amazed how effective nutrition can be in normalizing cholesterol. Even better, there are no side effects. You may also discover other benefits from this approach, such as increased energy and better moods. If you are ready to commit to an eating plan to manage your cholesterol, give Nutritional Weight and Wellness a call at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Hi, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Nancy Palm, here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. And today we're talking with vitamin D expert and author Paul Stitt about some of the new research that's come out about vitamin D that ties it with cardiovascular disease. And there's a lot more research that's been done showing that there is a connection between vitamin D and its benefit for diabetes, tuberculosis, colon cancer, and even multiple sclerosis. And Paul recently wrote a book called Vitamin D, Is It the Fountain of Youth?, which is a question that would interest a lot of people, I think. And we have copies of that book at our office. And Paul, I'd like to ask you, how else can people get your book if they're interested?
Well, the best way is to get it from your store. You can also go to naturalpress.info.
Okay.
And they can order it online, right? Naturalpress.org.
Okay.
Naturalpress.org. But the best place to get it is in your store. And what convinced me absolutely that vitamin D is the fountain of youth is when my hair is now turning back to the color it was 40 years ago.
Wow.
And
really?
And my wife. And, you know, we're both retired now. And this is unheard of for a natural method of going back to your original hair color. And everyone is starting to notice and saying, how do you do that? And that's impossible. But you can see how the roots are coming out the original color, and the ends, you know, are still the color it was 2 years ago when I was turning gray.
Wow.
So you keep cutting it shorter and shorter so it's looking more.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that would be a real boon and an unexpected benefit. But we want to get back a little bit, too, to the cardiovascular symptoms. And if people are experiencing cardiovascular symptoms, Paul, what might be some signs that they're vitamin D deficient?
Well, there are many, many symptoms of vitamin D deficiency because vitamin D turns on 200 good genes in the body.
Hmm.
So it has 200 different mechanisms of action, and we can't we can't detect all of them because we don't know all of them. But some of the first signs that you have of vitamin D deficiency is being tired in the morning.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
And this is one of the first things we find when people get on high-dose vitamin D is the first things is that usually within 24 hours they say, I can't believe how much more energy I have, how much better I feel.
You know, everybody wants more energy.
Yeah, it's kind of an undefined feeling good. And I just read this morning, as a matter of fact, there's an article that came out of Oxford University that vitamin D stops fat formation. It stops the formation of fat cells in the body. And a couple of years ago, there's researchers that did a study where they took the bone marrow out of people that were obese and had bone problems. And they found out that inside the bones, it was full of fat. And if they would take that fat cells out of the bone, center of the bone, put it in a petri dish with vitamin D, they actually observed under a microscope that the fat cells were starting to lay down layers of bone. They could actually see bone cells being formed there. So it is possible for vitamin D to help people lose weight and help people to burn their fat.
Wow.
So they can lose weight. Their hair could go back to its original color if you have enough.
It's just
and your heart's healthier.
The benefits that people are getting from these things. And the risk factors for vitamin D is, number one, if you're over 50, you're much more likely to be vitamin D deficient.
Mm-hmm.
If you're overweight, you're more likely to be vitamin D deficient. If you work inside, and most people have jobs work inside,
right. You're
likely to be vitamin D deficient. And if you're religious and believe in wearing a lot of clothes and covering up most of the body most of the time, you're likely to be vitamin D deficient. Mm-hmm.
And even people, in some research that I read, it's interesting to see the number of even young children that seem to be really low in vitamin D as well.
If your mother nursed you, you're probably going to be vitamin D deficient because your mother was vitamin D deficient. They're finding a high risk of rickets in newborn babies that are nursed.
Huh.
And certainly the solution is not put all babies on formula.
Right.
The solution is to get all pregnant women on adequate levels of vitamin D. And Dr. Hollis has been doing research on this in South Carolina, and he finds that pregnant moms in South Carolina, which is, you know, south of Mason-Dixon line, need to consume 7,000 units of vitamin D a day to get enough vitamin D for the mother and the baby, which is huge in order to get the blood levels up to where they should be.
Right. That's some big stuff that needs to be done there. Well, we've actually got a caller on the line. It looks like we've got Kristen. Hi, Kristen. Thanks for holding and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Or Kirsten. I'm sorry. Is it Kirsten?
It's Kirsten,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Read that backwards. So what was your question today?
Well, my question is, one of the things you suggested was get outside, get some sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
What about people like myself who have a history of skin cancer and, you know, we religiously protect ourselves from the sun? And
well,
then, I mean, I don't think supplements are necessarily the answer because, as Paul just indicated, the gal that was the horse lover down south, she was taking 2,000 IUs a day, and still her levels were down at 17.
Well, first of all, one of the causes of skin cancer is a lack of small doses of sunshine. It's also caused by too big a doses of sunshine, so you want to get a little bit at a time. But what I've been doing is research on factors that increase the availability of vitamin D in the supplemental form. And there aren't too many companies that are following it, but I am an advisor for some small entrepreneurs that want to start making vitamin D products to teaching them how to make these products, because I don't make these products myself, but I teach other people how to do it. And what we found is, number one, in order to get the vitamin D available, you need to consume it with an alcohol or with a sugar alcohol. Mm. I don't recommend drinking, so use the sugar alcohol, and one of those is xylitol.
Sure.
We found that this is the one thing that can help make vitamin D more available, because the honest truth is vitamin D is not water-soluble at all in its natural form, and it's only soluble in fat to the point of 1 part per 1,000. So it's not very soluble in fat either. So that's why you need the sugar alcohol in the formula to make the vitamin D absorbed by the body. And secondly, the formula needs to contain vitamin C and vitamin E, which are naturally occurring antioxidants, to prevent the vitamin D from being oxidized before you consume it.
Sure.
And Paul, I'm sorry, if I could interrupt with a question. There's a certain form of which type of vitamin 3?
I'm not an expert on that. I say any form of vitamin C is better than none at all.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. I meant vitamin D, because you recommend very specifics there.
Yeah. With vitamin D, you absolutely want to use vitamin D3.
Right.
Because vitamin D3 is 2 to 4 times more active, more powerful than vitamin D2, according to Dr. Hollis and other experts.
Sure.
So it is very. And the other thing that Dr. Giovannucci has found, excess calcium can block the action of vitamin D. So you really don't want to load up on calcium. What you want to do is load up on vitamin D, because vitamin D can increase availability of calcium to 65%, where normally it's only 10% available.
Interesting. Well, Kirsten, thank you for your call, and that was a great question. So another problem that a lot of us have up here in Minnesota is the issue with seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
And maybe you can share with people a little bit of how vitamin D plays a role in our moods and our brain function.
Well, that's the trick, is that vitamin D regulates the brain in producing the brain neurotransmitters. So, this is one of the 200 actions of vitamin D. And so without enough vitamin D, you don't have the proper feel-good hormones coming from the brain.
Sure.
And so that's why seasonal affective disorder is just, to me, it's another name for poor diet and not enough vitamin D.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, I mean, vitamin D does not stand alone.
No.
You really have to have it in the context of a good diet, because you need to have magnesium with the vitamin D to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
You need potassium. You need folic acid. You need all these other things to make it truly effective. But without the vitamin D, you're missing out on so much in life.
Right. Maybe we can give some people some more pointers about that when we come back from our break, as to how they can make sure they're getting the whole complete picture. So psychiatrist John Cannell, who is an MD, founder of the nonprofit Vitamin D Council, says that vitamin D may contribute to several emotional disorders. In a study of elderly people, mood and cognitive skills deteriorated with lower levels of vitamin D. And Cannell points out that seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression whose onset follows the waning daylight of autumn and winter. And an Australian study found that vitamin D supplements lifted the mood of people with seasonal affective disorder. So again, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and with questions, give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Our radio show is focused on life-changing nutrition, and I'm Nancy Palm, here with Christina Swigert, a licensed nutritionist, and with our guest today, Paul Stitt, who is a nationally known expert on vitamin D. In a 2003 report from the Mayo Clinic, they researched vitamin D. It looked at research that had been done by the U of M and found that when they looked at 150 adults and children who had chronic aches and pains, that 93% of the participants were deficient in vitamin D, and all of the patients under 30 were deficient. In fact, 5 of them had no vitamin D at all. And this speaks directly to what we're talking about today, which is really the endemic problem of vitamin D deficiencies in our culture.
Right.
Paul, would you talk a little bit about where you can find good vitamin D sources in food?
Well, you know, that takes about 2 seconds. Because there really are not any good sources. I mean, based on the present scientific knowledge, as I explained in the book, Vitamin D is at the Fountain of Youth, is that most people need somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 units of vitamin D, and you know, one of the richest sources, I guess, is milk, and there you need to drink, you know, 50 glasses of milk a day. Or if you want to eat liver, you know, you'd have to eat 2.5 pounds of liver a day. Or if you like fish, you might have to eat 2.5 pounds of fatty fish. And so it's almost impossible to get. I mean, you know, the good Lord designed the human race to be outside walking and working, you know, 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't do that anymore. And so we're getting into real serious trouble of not getting enough sunshine. As a matter of fact, there's really something weird going on, because they did a study in Hawaii on the surfers out there, and they found out that the surfers had to be out in the sun 22 hours a week to maintain a minimum level in their blood.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
This is shocking. And the other shocking thing that came across the newswire this morning was that the eagles up in Kodiak Bay are turning up with vitamin D deficiency.
Wow.
They picked up an eagle that thought it had been getting hit by a car, and turned out it was just simply vitamin D deficient, because even the fish are now turning up to be low in vitamin D compared to what they used to. So there is really something big going on here, and all we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And that we know is the fish, the oily fishes are really one of our best sources, but even if we eat vegetables and fruits and foods like that, you're saying we can't get enough.
Really not. Really not. I mean, you know, and the other thing is, the experts used to say that a level of 20 was okay in the blood. Then they raised it to 40, and now it's up around 60.
Sure.
So as they learn more and more about this, if you really want to avoid cancer, if you really want to avoid osteoporosis and these problems, you got to move up to the higher levels.
Right.
And so this is an ongoing research thing. The final answer is not in yet. But the beautiful thing about vitamin D, as I explained in the book, is that no one has really proved that there's a toxic level of vitamin D. There is no person yet that's ever died from an overdose of vitamin D3.
Hmm.
And yet some people have accidentally taken doses of millions of units for months at a time, and yet they didn't die from kidney stones or from vitamin D something.
Interesting. And I know somebody on the line had a question if there were toxic levels, so that answers it right there, if there's no studies really proving it. Interesting.
Yeah. Now, if you're on a high calcium diet and you use high levels of vitamin D2, yes, you can get into problems.
Sure.
But, you know, we're not recommending high doses of calcium. We're not recommending vitamin D2 for anybody at any time.
Right.
So just to kind of summarize again, you mentioned D3 would be the form. And I know, Christina, we have lots of callers on the line,
don't we?
Yeah, so
why don't we go ahead and see. Brianna's been waiting. Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What was your question today?
I am wondering about children. Like, my son is an elementary school age child and very, very active and healthy and eats well. But how can we ensure that our kids are getting enough, or how can, you know, what things can we do to make sure that they are getting enough, and how much do they need?
Can someone repeat the question?
She's wondering how we can ensure that our kids are getting enough vitamin D.
Test them. That's the only way, and that's the beautiful thing about vitamin D3, is that we have an absolute accurate scientific test, your doctor does, to have your blood tested. The name of the test is 25-hydroxy-D3.
All right, 25-hydroxy-D3.
Yeah. And the other chronic symptom we should tell people about, lack of vitamin D, is chronic pain.
Right.
If you have chronic pain, it's almost guaranteed that it is caused by lack of vitamin D. If you have pain that no painkiller can stop, that's probably lack of vitamin D. I came upon a fellow the other day that had Parkinson's disease and had a terrible fall and had really bruised his bottom badly. And he was in such pain, he was just writhing in pain. He couldn't stand, he couldn't sit, he couldn't lay without having horrible pain. And I took a vitamin D oil and rubbed it on in there. And it was amazing how it helped relieve the pain directly in that muscle by putting the vitamin D in oil and directly onto the skin.
Oh, that's a very powerful thing, because there are so many people, we see them in our office all the time, who have this chronic pain and who have been on years of not only over-the-counter pain medications but prescription, and it's really hurting their body in the long run.
Yeah, it's a very serious problem.
Right.
And what's amazing to me is that the vitamin D can go through the skin to the pain that rapidly, much more quickly and much more effectively, actually, than even taking it through the stomach.
Hmm. All right.
Go ahead.
Why don't we go ahead and move on to our next caller, which actually was wondering another question about kids. So, Trish, are you there? Trish?
Yeah.
Hi. I think I might have accidentally hung up on somebody else. you were just wondering, so we talked about it's important for kids to be tested, but your question was about how much, is that right?
Yeah, my 4-year-old daughter currently takes a multivitamin that has vitamin D3 in it at 400 international units per dosage. So I was wondering if that was, it says that's 100% of her daily value. I'm wondering if that's correct.
Right.
So everyone says it's too low. All the experts say that the RDA are set way too low. Now, I'll tell you a little story. 36 years ago in Norway, they set a recommended dietary intake for pregnant women and young children of 2,000 units a day. Then they joined the common market, and the common market said, no, you must change your regulations to Europe and England and France and all these other countries to what they are. And all those countries recommended 200. And so Norway changed their RDA for vitamin D to 200. Well, then 33 years later, someone decided to do a study. They went back and compared children who had been born and had been fed the 2,000 units a day before the change, and then children after the change. And lo and behold, they found out that the children that got 2,000 units a day of vitamin D, 30 years later, were 88% less likely to develop type 1 diabetes.
Hmm.
I mean, so much for joining the common market, you know.
Right.
And so is 2,000 safe? Well, Norway did it. Norway had no problems. They only did it to keep their neighbors, change it to keep their neighbors happy. And now, you know, Norwegians are paying a terribly high price because diabetes is becoming so rapid.
Right. And it's interesting. I actually had a client who said, was talking to her physician about vitamin D, and they told her, because I had her on some vitamin D, and they said, oh, make sure you don't get too close to 2,000 because that's going to be toxic.
Yeah, well, that's an old myth.
Yes.
Repeated by people without any scientific groundings whatsoever, because there is absolutely nothing in the scientific literature. As a matter of fact, the vitamin D expert for the FDA says that the average healthy person needs to consume 2,600 units a day.
Right.
Unfortunately, in America, we don't have any normal, healthy people.
No.
It seems like everybody's got a health problem. Everybody's on 8 or 10 different drugs, so that we all need at least that much and probably much more.
All right. Well, thank you.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Well, I guess we're getting the operator here. Why don't we see if we can switch over to another caller asking about a form of vitamin D.
Some prankster.
There we go. Yeah, somebody. There we go. All right, Tricia, do you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. I would like to get a little bit more information regarding the comment that was made about taking a complete vitamin D, which meant that you should include magnesium and calcium with it and whatever the ratios are to balance that. What can a person do if they're taking that in a calcium liquid magnesium portion already, but it only has 400 units? And what are your feelings about adding
I'm out of range.
Vitamin D drops in a liquid?
Okay. The question is, if you're taking a supplement that's got calcium and magnesium and 400 IUs of vitamin D, is it okay to add more vitamin D? And what about if you did it in a drop form?
Drops are great. If they're in fat, remember you need to take it with scotch.
Right.
But yes, you can just up your vitamin D level so that you get up to a high level. And as I explained in my book on vitamin D, but the thing is, you want to minimize your calcium intake,
right?
Not maximize it.
Okay. Well, it's time to take another break, so maybe we can actually, I think there's some interesting information about calcium and vitamin D. But just so people know, another way for you to learn this more life-changing nutrition is to sign up for one of our weight and wellness classes. And, you know, it really helps you learn how to make an eating plan that makes sense and that's going to make changes in your life to eliminate cravings, increase your energy, reduce pain, stabilize blood sugar, help your metabolism, and balance your moods. So there are a lot of classes starting up again here in March. Feel free to give our office a call at 651-699-3438. Check out the schedule on the web, and we'd love to have you join us. And we have locations all over the Twin Cities. Again, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we'll be back in a minute.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Nancy Palm, here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and today we have a special guest with us, Paul Stitt. Paul is an expert on vitamin D, and in his book, Vitamin D, Is It the Fountain of Youth? One of my favorite quotes is, it's never too late and never too soon to protect your bones with vitamin D. But Paul, I want to bring us back to a question that I think a lot of people have. We're asked it a lot, and that is, they're told to take up to maybe 1,500 milligrams of calcium. And one of the things that you talk about in your book is that if you have adequate levels of vitamin D, that you actually absorb more calcium in your food. So could you talk about that ratio for people? Because I think it's real confusing.
Well, I know it's confusing, and I'm sorry about that. But that recommendation for calcium was set long before they knew about the importance of vitamin D. And there's very little scientific evidence to support it, and I'm sorry, it's out there, and it's recommended by people who have not really studied biochemistry, physiology, and nutrition. And so it is misleading, and if it really did solve the problem of osteoporosis, with so many women taking that much calcium, there should be no osteoporosis at all today.
Right.
But we know that the situation is getting worse all the time. It's not getting better, and it'll never get better until people do start taking adequate levels of vitamin D. And I highly recommend on YouTube, Dr. Joe Prendergast has a fabulous little video on the importance of vitamin D. And
right.
So if people listen to that, if they will read the book I wrote on vitamin D, they'll understand it. If they go to your classes, come to your stores, and get to vitamin D, they can have a whole new life in front of them, a pain-free life, a life full of joy and happiness.
Hmm. And I think you mentioned, I can't remember, I think in your book a little bit and in some of the articles you actually sent too, which we really appreciate, is that when people are taking that calcium and their D is low, that calcium actually gets built up in different areas in their body, like joints or maybe their arteries, kidney stones.
Yeah, it goes into all kinds of the wrong places.
Right.
And if they take, and that's the number one cause of kidney stones, is too much calcium in the diet and not enough vitamin D.
Right.
So if you reverse that, then your body will absorb the kidney stones, and you'll be fine and healthy.
Right. Great information. Well, we actually have a question here, I believe, about osteopenia. Hi, Rhonda. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. What was your question today?
Yes. I've been diagnosed with osteopenia,
and
I am wondering how much calcium with the vitamin D should I take? I'm on 3,000 milligrams of vitamin D3, and my blood levels are normal for vitamin D3 now.
Okay, great. Great question. Did you hear the question?
No, I didn't.
Okay, she has was diagnosed with osteopenia,
yep.
And she's wondering how much calcium. She's taking 3,000 IUs of vitamin D, and her levels are normal, so what would be a good amount of calcium? Is that right, Rhonda?
Yes.
Well, no, be careful that word normal.
With magnesium,
normal means you're just like everybody else. And if everybody else is deficient, and you're like them, then you're deficient. So that's why I never use that word normal or average. Get your blood checked, and your goal is to get up to at least 60 nanograms per ml.
Yeah.
It is at
so
a
know your numbers. That's
right
very,
now.
Very important. And people do have questions. When I call me directly, they can do that also.
Okay, that's great.
My phone number is 434-823-2575.
Okay, great. That's great. She said her vitamin D level is at 73.
So. Okay. That's kind of unusual to have a level that high and still have osteopenia. But
well, I had been taking the vitamin D3 since I heard his last show, and then I had my blood tested after that.
And then the osteopenia should go away.
Sure. So if you just continue with what you're doing, Rhonda, it should start to heal. And sometimes bones take a little bit of time to reverse some of the, you know, the damage that's there, too. So keep it up. It sounds like you're doing a good job.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Sure.
All right. I think we can take... We need to take another break, actually, and then we can come back and wrap things up. So again, in Paul's book, Vitamin D is at the Fountain of Youth, he talks about, and we've kind of talked about this again, just the importance of vitamin D deficiency and dealing with that during pregnancy, because it starts can start at conception for just really reducing type 1 diabetes, and it can affect the child's IQ as they grow, too, and risk of type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So again, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we will be back in a minute.
We all strive to have healthy, glowing skin, but hormones, diet, medications, and stress can sabotage our best efforts. Remember when you thought you would outgrow acne, only to have it reappear? Is your skin getting drier and more prone to rashes and irritation? Perhaps you want to keep your skin from aging prematurely. Your skin is the largest organ in your body, but often the most neglected one. Aging is inevitable, but the right nutrients can help your skin stay healthy and resilient as you age. Nutritional Weight and Wellness can teach you how to eat to create radiant, healthy skin and avoid aging prematurely. We help clients with eczema, rashes, acne, and other skin problems. Learn which foods protect and nourish your skin, along with the role essential fatty acids play.
For more information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Hi, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Nancy Palm, and I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest today, Paul Stitt. We're talking about vitamin D, and just to summarize some of the key points, the people that are most at risk for vitamin D are those who are in the Northern Hemisphere, for the obvious reasons, those who are over 50, those who are overweight, any of you who have autoimmune diseases are more at risk, dark-skinned people, and women in their childbearing years. But it's not just these special populations, as we've been hearing from Paul. It's even children are deficient. So it's kind of a chronic problem. And I know, Christina, before we get further, that we have a caller that's been waiting with a question, and you wanted to raise this with Paul right away.
I think I'll just ask it since we're really short on time. The question just was how many times a day they can take it. And maybe, Paul, since we only have a couple of minutes, if you can maybe tie how many times people should take it a day, and maybe just a couple of key tips that as people go that they can think of to help raise their vitamin D levels.
Well, what I recommend is that for people that are severely deficient, you need to take the vitamin D twice a day, morning and evening.
All right.
And you need to take it, with a good diet. You need to take it, drink a lot of water, because this all helps the vitamin D to be better absorbed and better utilized by the body. And get out and get as much natural vitamin D from the sun as you can, but just realize that most of the year in Minnesota, it's not going to carry you through the year. And golly, it's the whole idea is for people to take responsibility for their own health and their whole life. And that's what I try to explain in my book on vitamin D, is that unless you take charge of your life and you start asking questions and demanding answers and doing everything that you know you should do, you're likely to really be hurting. And so the sign-off is that vitamin D is the best health insurance in the world that you could ever have. There's nothing that will do so much for you so fast and so inexpensively and so safely.
Right.
Oh, what a great way to put it. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today, Paul.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I know our listeners enjoy it. And everybody remember that real food and vitamin D are the foundations of your good health.
Thanks for listening.
Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.